escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome into the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan.
Ooh-wee.
A little bit of an abbreviated version today. No Gavin Dawson. He is still getting himself taken care of. Blake Elliott, you just heard that from CA, the three-timer. And also, the Super Bowl winning Scott Brian Broaddus. So, us three will be holding you down until 11 o'clock. Broaddus will leave at 7. Blake will leave at 9. CA will be here the entire time. Khaki Kev will take over for me at 9 p.m. So we still got you covered on everything that's happening live and local here in the DFW. Your Texas Rangers lose 3-2 to the New York Yankees. We will recap that game, everything that's happening at Dallas Cowboys camp. There's a lot that's been going on. Brian Schottenheimer had a chance to talk to the media today about what he saw from yesterday's camp. We'll break that down. We got the Super Bowl winning scout Brian brought us to do that. And, of course, you still got all your regulars. G-Bag of the Day, LA Live. Do not worry. We will get you guys covered on here. When we come back, we will give you guys the trending stories as well as G-Bag of the Day as we continue on the show with the Expressway next in the nation. Welcome in to the G-Bag Nation. Blake Elliott, CA, the three-timer.
Got you down.
As well as Brian Broaddus, Super Bowl winning scout. We're going to be doing an abbreviated G-Bag Nation show today. We'll be taking you all the way up to 7 o'clock for G-Bag Nation, then 7 to 9. Blake will still be here. CA will still be here. Broaddus will say his goodbyes, and we will do Fan After Dark from 7 to 9. And then at 9 o'clock, I will leave. Kevin Walker will take over. It'll be Kevin Walker and CA from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. So stay tuned if you want to hear everything that happened in the world of sports here in the DFW. We'll be doing G-Bag of the Day here in about 5 or so minutes, and I'll hand off the baton. But before that, I want to let you know this. We're in the Expressway, brought to you by the on-time experts, bringing you commercial-free all the way to the top of the hour. This segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, cars.org, Cars for Kids.
Blake, before you go a step further,
okay,
Tolos want to know a couple things. Where's Lucius and where's Gavin Dawson?
Well, Lucius is in the pimp cup.
Okay, I thought that was him over there.
Making a sound crispy.
You didn't introduce him, so I want to make sure we heard him.
Lucius in the pimp cup. We still got two members of the G-Bag Nation here. Someone texted in, I'm good to hear CA planting that flag on G-Bag again. Let's go.
Got you down.
They also asked CA a question. Where's Zach and Eric been?
What had happened was, and Broaddus, you can say this best.
Yeah. Young families.
Young families, and young they families. Just got back from California, and the kids, where's my daddy?
Yeah.
So they are daddy duty.
Yeah. And then someone else asking a pocket watching question, 877-881-1053, if you want to chime in on the Franklin Franco injury attorney text line. CA, what does the station pay you? What kind of bag to come in and do a 6-hour show on short notice? We talking enough. Millions?
Enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to ask you, is it the same amount they pay me when we do the draft for 18 hours in a weekend?
See, Broadus is, I'm telling you, Broadus is the beast in here because he has 6 hour shows, nothing. Or a couple of shows. Yeah. Broadus, when they do the draft, I don't know how you do this.
I'll tell you what, I did this one time and it was pretty fun. I had to do a bet payoff because of some of crazy pick that I made over the weekend, and I bet that I would do everybody's show.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And I started with Sean and RJ, and I ended with Reggie.
I remember that.
And those guys, and that was a long day. That was to start the day at 5:30 in the morning,
that
and then
was
be
crazy.
Done. Reggie's like, man, I'll let you go at 9. You don't have to. I'm like, yeah, thanks, I appreciate that.
And didn't you do some long hours when you were with the Pizza-thon with KNC?
KNC, yeah, we did that
too. 3 in the morning
stuff? Yeah, we used to do the Pizza-thon. I always volunteered for the time slot because of the after, the after hours, because everybody was like struggling, like after midnight. And I was like, nah, man, let's go. Let's do this. Right. So I'd come in at 2 and work till 6. And then the funny part too was Jared Sandler would come in. And Jared would be like, inebriated.
Yeah, he'd come in straight from the bars.
Sleep on the couch.
Yep.
And then he'd get up and he'd run. He'd go downtown and run the turkey trot.
Right.
Well, you would be inebriated if you saw the Rangers pitching control today. The command was not there. Jack Leiter, I thought, had a good start. He fell behind in the count 3-1, lets that leadoff hit, and then strikes out second and third and looks like he's getting back to his command. And then that fourth inning has 3 walks, doesn't even get to face the next batter, and it was not. Hobie Milner comes in for him, gets him out of the jam, has a nice couple innings. He goes the most innings he's gone for the Texas Rangers this year. He goes 3 scoreless. I thought he had some nice plays. Adolis Garcia, though, 0-for-5.
Man,
runners on base and every opportunity for him. He left 9 on base.
7th in the 9th.
For Adolis Garcia. We'll recap that game more at 6 o'clock as we go around the bases and let you know how the Rangers fell 3-2 to the Yankees. They still win the series, but they get the loss tonight. They won't play again till Friday against the Phillies, so a day off for them to kind of recoup and get things all back where they need to be.
Oh, real quick, the Yankees are going to host the Astros beginning Friday.
They are.
The Astros lost to Miami.
Okay.
And hopefully the Yankees can continue the whooping. So, in other words, the Astros come back down to earth.
Yankees until the fourth inning, they had gone 18 scoreless innings. You know, they had that big explosion on Monday, but the Rangers pitching have been doing their things. Obviously, held them scoreless the other night. When you had Evo on the bump, he goes 8 innings and only allows 1 hit, 1 base runner, exactly. But you're going to lose some, as Jared Sandler said, but I still liked what the Rangers had. I thought there were some good at-bats there. And like I said, we'll recap this game even heavier at 6 o'clock.
One last note, if the Rangers had swept them, it would have been the first time they swept the Yankees in Texas since 2010.
Wow.
If they had just got El Bambi off, if they had just gotten him to hit it in that center field somewhere.
No, El Bambi was not what you were hoping for. A lot of the people, Fred Davis texted me, said we should trade Adolis, and he said, oh, wait. He said, oh, wait, because obviously the deadline has passed. Let us know if you feel the same. 877-881-1053. That's the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Text into the show and let us know what you're doing on this. Okay, I always get my days mixed up. Wednesday? Today, Wednesday?
Yeah.
On this Wednesday, if you were enjoying the Rangers game like us three and watching, or if you're headed home from work, let us know what you got going on this Wednesday.
With 214 says, what time will y'all be topless? I thought KNC used to do that on Topless Tuesdays or Take It Off Tuesdays.
I don't know. You tell me, Brian. Do y'all get topless right now?
There was 9 o'clock. There was shirtless. There was shirtless at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So it was kind of there was a picture. There's a picture. We did this on a holiday. We all worked on a holiday. And I think it was that Jared was involved and all of us were involved. And then all of a sudden you see in the fan cam, the camera in Lucius's area, like there's nothing, and then all of a sudden Lucius comes straight.
Well, speaking of the
man,
we're
all kind of like, everyone's like, so it was like, I think it was 9 o'clock. It was a 9 o'clock thing that they used to do, but we did it early for some reason.
Right.
Well,
like
get
they
excited.
Were filling in. Yeah.
Let's get excited early. I'm gonna hand off the baton into the pimp cup for Lucius Alexander for G Bag of the Day.
Jupiter booty. Can you twerk something? Jupiter booty. Can you twerk something? Have you guys heard that song before?
I just did right there.
Oh my God.
That was a great rendition.
Who was that?
Shorty got hair like Rapunzel. Something, 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 dum, 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 dum. Jupiter Booty. Let me turn some. I see it on Instagram, bro.
Jupiter Booty be a great name for a boat.
Jupiter. Okay. Okay. I like that.
I was thinking a spaceship.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
You were thinking. I'm surprised. I'm happy about you doing that. All right. This is G Back of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, hit me up. My name is Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. I go by LA too if you see me in the streets. You can call me Lucius. It's fine. It's fine. Shout out to that little dude that had, I say this respectfully, he had Tourette's. Oh. He was working at Tom Thumb. Uh-huh. Thoughtful was talking to me. Wow. I thought it was some smoke.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought it was some smoke. He was just spraying the room. He was just cussing and fussing. I was like, look out. Is this guy talking to me?
Was he looking at you?
Why he's putting up the carts? I was walking to my truck and I just heard all types of flippity flamming or flabbing a flap. I was like, who's he talking to? He's got the, okay, I got it.
Nice. Yeah, you know what's, we had that habit. Chris Jackson, the basketball player at LSU. We didn't know. He plays a teammate of Shaq's and we were in the athletic dorm eating one time. And Chris gave it one of those, he goes, whoa, wow, woo, you know, like kind of thing. And we all looked at each other like, a man is a great basketball player, but what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
And we later learned that's what
got
he had.
Got a little tick. He's got a little tick.
And he later became Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
One of the greatest shooters of all time.
That guy could, I mean,
Steph Curry before Steph Curry when it comes to the shot, bro.
It would be inbound pass, two dribbles, and a shot. Is what we got.
And it's still wet to this day. It's still wet. Yeah. All right, our winner and champ so far, this is day three for Sean Sharif. We're going to the RJ and Choppy show where Tolo Ernesto, I like saying that. Tolo Ernesto.
He's trying to help us.
Tolo Ernesto.
All the Tolos.
Yeah, he got charged up on.
Live on Sean and RJ.
Yo, what's up, guys? First time calling, man. It feels good to finally talk to you guys. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Thanks for listening.
So here's my thing. You guys got to stop letting Steven off the hook, man. I mean, Steven and Jerry, you guys are going to need to realize all this could have been avoided. If you would have signed Dak 2 years ago, we wouldn't be in this situation. CeeDee Lamb a year before, we wouldn't be in this situation. You guys got to stop letting Jerry off the hook.
Do you listen? Do you listen to this radio station or show ever?
Yes.
Okay, well, you sound like it. You sound ignorant.
Uh-huh.
Because we do it, dude. Are you kidding me? Every single... Did you hear G-Bag last week? Did you hear Gavin Dawson last week? Did you hear us with Jerry last year? Turn him down. No. I can't.
He said I'm talking about the Tolo.
He did.
Don't say you listen when you don't. You just expose yourself. I dealt with one listener over the weekend who kept saying, yeah, I wish he'd do this. Did you hear Clarence Hill tell Jerry Jones you're being disingenuous to his face? Come on now. Like, just admit you don't. I'd rather you admit you don't listen than lie. It's BS. Stop. It's ignorant. What?
I was just saying, he said he was talking about the listeners who just called.
He said.
What?
I said he was talking about the listeners who just called in.
What?
I thought he was talking to us.
No, he said he was talking to the toe.
Ernesto, are you talking about us or the listeners?
Want to get away?
I'm talking about the listeners, dude.
Put him down.
Pot him down.
That's Jerry cutting Todd off. John, no, Todd, you're not going to ask your question.
Ernesto.
You stop talking.
I accept my nomination for G-Bag of the Day, week, month, and I apologize.
Nice.
I've got some thoughts about this.
Tolo, I'm surprised. Get in your bag, bro.
This is my second day. This is my second day with this audio.
Synopsis is firing right now. You better use it.
Yes. Yeah. Yesterday, I was just enjoying the clip, you know, trying to film it or whatever. Today, I had someone tweet at or whatever, and they go, I never heard him say, the caller, Ernesto, say at the Tolos at the beginning. And now I was really listening closely to that clip.
Said it twice.
It was not at the beginning.
It wasn't at the beginning.
It was when Sean was going on. He said, don't you listen? Yeah.
So it makes sense why Sean didn't hear it at first, because he didn't start the call.
What is this? What, are you trying to kill the magic? Is this what happens?
No. He didn't start the call.
Do you watch a magic show and try to figure out how to do it? Oh, so here's what happened, guys. Let me tell you.
He said in the
magic behind everything.
All I'm saying is, Sean, it's
behind his hand.
I might have done the same thing. I might have done the same thing as Sean. I might have crashed out. Still voting for it.
The guy said it twice.
Yeah, he said it. You gotta let
he
it
needs to say it with his chest. That's his problem. You gotta say it with your chest.
All right, let's go to Alabama football right here. SEC.
Alabama.
And this has been sitting in the folder for a second, but I got... Hold on. As she
stands there, hold on, man.
La la. This has been sitting in the folder for a second.
This song needs to be played like at pool parties, right?
Agreed.
Yeah, like it probably is.
No doubt.
On the beach, on the coastlines.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that. It is on my playlist right here for pool.
Look
it's
out.
There you go. And the playlist is titled Poolside at the Delano.
I've seen a lot of Delano.
That's in Miami. It's the Delano Hotel.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of TikToks that could have been this.
Any emojis next to the playlist name?
No, I don't have any. It's just a name. It's just a name. It's just a name.
By the way.
No, it says Poolside at the Delano.
Well, Delano is the Delano Hotel. That's what it's the name of that. Delano.
I know. Appreciate you, bro.
South Beach.
Having my back like that.
Got you, man.
All right. Auburn football head coach Hugh Freeze. Man, this has been sitting in the folder for a second, but I got to get this out of here.
I don't really get hung up on the running back's weight, but it is good that you have some that have some girth to them. Yep. But there's no doubt you need length and girth in this league up front.
Wow. You're right, Hugh.
It was egregious to leave. You know, when he said up front,
yeah,
shouldn't have said that up front.
It's the long delayed Southern accent that makes it even more where it's just like he's not skipping by it. It's length and girth and up front. It makes it more emphasized. Great clip.
Thank you, sir. Well, I'm trying to let myself in to, there we go. All right. What else we got on you boys?
Hugh.
Hey, Nancy Lieberman.
How many Hughes in the world nowadays? Many Hughes?
Many Hughes.
I think that's getting phased out.
Hughes is a very 1950s name.
Yeah. Your grandfather was Hugh in the 20s.
Well, yeah, like a Leave It to Beaver, Hugh Beaumont.
Yeah, Beaumont was daddy. Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Hugh Grant, the actor.
Hugh Grant.
He's like 60, though, right?
Yeah, he is. He's my age.
There's no more Hughes out there.
Not much. Yeah, Hugh's kind of a cool name.
Unless you're the third. You'd be Hugh the third, you know? And now you're going by Trey, so you're really hiding the hue in your name.
What's your name, sir? Trey.
Yeah, Trey.
Trey.
Hugh Johnson III.
Little Trey. Little Hugh.
Let's go to the Big Three podcast. Miss Nancy Lieberman, the great, the legend, Dallas's Nancy own. Lieberman. Yeah, Dallas's own. She was talking to Chris Hayes and Michael Beasley. By the way, Michael Beasley's missing a tooth on the side.
Uh-oh.
What's going on, bro?
Sold it. Those that know, they know.
Listen to Nancy talk about Jeff Teague like this.
I mean, like it or don't like it, when I don't agree with Jeff Teague, who I read something today said that, you know, Caitlin Clark, well, she's just a good player. She's not a great player. Jeff.
He said that?
I love you. You weren't a great player. Okay? You were serviceable. I know you made the All-Star team one time. I'm sorry. If we're going to. If we're going to be honest, I'm happy for your career.
We won't honest.
Jeff,
I'm
happy for your career.
Damn. But you tripping. Caitlin's great. She got like.
She is great.
Wow, bro.
I appreciate Nancy bringing it.
Wow.
You bring that smoke.
Yeah.
Wow. Last one, too. Browns writer Mary Kay. What's her last name?
Cabot.
Yeah, Cabot. She's good. She's
is that Harry Potter?
No.
What did she write?
It's who wrote Harry Potter? I thought it was a guy.
Guy did not write Harry Potter.
Was it a lady?
Her name was the other option.
I don't think her name was.
She got initials. She got initials.
I thought. Okay, so who is Cabot?
R.L. Stein.
There we go.
Is that right?
It's R.L. Stein.
That's a girl, right?
I'm just joking, bro. That is a writer, but it's not the one you're thinking about.
I want to say a girl wrote Harry Potter.
That's all right. Fantastic to tell you. All right,
J.K. Rowling.
There we go.
And by the way, Hugh Jackman, total texted in. Don't forget about Wolverine on the Hughes.
Okay.
How old is he, like 55?
At least.
My age.
They don't. Ain't no young
Hughes. Ain't no young Hughes
out
there.
Ain't no young Hughes out there.
Yeah, like a young Ernest.
Right.
I looked at that baby and named it Ernest. Right. Yeah, right.
So Ernest.
Yeah, she takes a shot at Bill Belichick. I've been sitting on this one, too. My man Zach played it on Monday, so I gave him some space.
Bill Belichick was the first Browns coach I ever covered. You see, if you start out with Bill Belichick, no one can rattle you after that. If Bill didn't like something I wrote, he'd call and yell at me. If you asked a dumb question, he'd call you out.
Talks.
Eventually, I had to learn to stand up to him. During one of those yelling matches, I told him, if you don't have the footballs to say that to the guys, then don't say it to me. Bam.
Take that, bucko.
Yeah.
Bam.
Your hoodie wearing
But
bum.
Now, I totally understand why Bill gave me such a hard time. I was 28 at the time, and he just couldn't relate to a woman that old.
That's fine.
Ask his new girlfriend.
That's a poet. That's a poet.
Mary Kay, she just did a good job covering. She covers the Browns. Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
She's
okay. Really good. Yeah. Okay. Any more clips? Is that all of them? All of them? Yep.
That's it for now.
Okay. Yeah. So is Sean going to be a three-time winner going off on Ernesto? Are we going to have Miss Cabot going off on Bill Belichick? I feel like I already know where my vote's leaning. What were the other two again?
Oh, sorry. I was reading the fair.
No, you're good. Talking
about the other huge?
Sean, the Big Three podcast.
Big
with
Three.
Nancy Lieberman.
Going off on Jeff T.
Yeah.
And I think we have one more now.
No, I don't think so, man.
My vote's going to Sean. Three-timer.
We said Lucius? Hugh, right? We said Hugh, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going with Sean.
Sean?
Crashing out and then have to come back.
CA?
Hat in hand.
Sean.
Yeah.
Take us home, Brian.
I'll vote for the Hall of Famer, Miss Cabot.
Well, the score of 3-1, Sean becomes a three-time G-Bag of the Day. Or going off on our boy Ernesto. We'll see if he can make it four times tomorrow, which you will have Eric Chia follow back tomorrow for the voting process. So all of you G-Bag listeners know that you'll have Eric Chia follow back for that. You'll have Blake and CA after a Fan After Dark, and you will have the Fan Phenom following G-Bag at Jake's Burger and Saxy.
And for all the Tolos who are texting in, because they listen and they're longtime listeners, the 9 o'clock thing that the KNC used to do, no shirt 9 o'clock.
No shirt.
That's what they called it.
No shirt 9 o'clock.
We might do that tonight.
We might have to do that tonight.
Have to do
Why
that
did
tonight.
You call it earlier, Chris?
I don't
did
know.
You say naked at noon or something? What you say?
Oh,
you
I was saying bucket
crazy.
Naked Wednesdays.
Think
about Eric about doing.
We are getting. We got three Wednesday. Or four song or questions about the song Lucius. People saying, "What is the pool song Lucius was playing? Y'all, the song. What is it?" So, are you gonna gatekeep it or are you gonna let
they
the
love
people
that
know?
Song?
Yeah. Might gatekeep it right there. But she's around. Homeless. Just Google but she's homeless. All right, let's get into a Butt Naked Wednesday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
It's time to smoke. Let's fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
Hello,
Ernesto.
Your top three favorite things about your girlfriend?
She's got a family thing going on, and she hates me sometimes. Hate and love. Dysfunction is like.
No, what's your favorite? What's your top three favorite things about your girlfriend?
My favorite. She just does what I don't know. It's complicated. She does what I want her to do, so. And she'll drive my car if I don't want to.
Okay, so what's your favorite thing about your girlfriend?
Exactly. Because she will go over and beyond, you know, to check on her, man. So, that's
it. It's Butt Naked Wednesdays.
We can do that.
Look at this.
Is that Diego Maradona, the English version?
This is LA Live for Wednesday, August 6th, 2025. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first time, last time, and long time listeners of the station. And shout out to Miss Erica Badu. Peace, 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 peace to the gods.
Dallas is on.
Peace to the gods and earths out there. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. All right. See what I got for you boys lined up. I got a question for the Tolos here that I asked on Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook at Lucky Lucius P. That's not even an at, right? It's just Lucius Alexander, L-U-C-I-O-U-S.
No ads, right? On Facebook? I don't use Facebook, so don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Facebook's pretty cool, man, when it comes to like the response.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Our boss made me follow him the other day, so that's the only reason I've gotten on in the last 12 months.
Showing off his photos of his dogs.
No, Tim wanted me to see the movie
Timmy.
Reviews.
Tim, okay. I gotcha.
It's good for keeping up on birthdays, by the way, too.
Yeah, they really will let good. You. They will remind you.
Isn't that kind of disingenuous when you wish someone a happy birthday that you don't actually talk to? Never mind.
I want you to have a good day.
That's the only text you sent him in 12 months.
No, because you don't go on Facebook. You don't know. The Facebook birthday shout is one of the greatest of all time. You might get 200.
Just like that.
And it makes your day. Yeah. Makes you feel good.
Yeah, you're right, buddy. Because
it makes you think about somebody you hadn't thought about in a while. Yeah. It's not about them thinking about you.
I stopped wishing about them. I stopped wishing people a happy birthday that I don't talk to. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm alone. If I don't talk to you, I'm not wishing you happy birthday.
That's fine. You know. Yeah. What does your shirt say?
I don't give, and it has a donkey and a mouse.
A rat.
Yeah, on a rat.
A rat's donkey.
Okay. All right, let's get the vibe right.
Get the vibe right.
On a butt naked Wednesday, time is going by so fast, y'all.
It is.
Oh, I ain't heard the song in a while.
It's just flying. It's the vibe right here, Chris.
Donna Summer.
Here's the question, folks.
Summer found the lady who wrote me on the radio.
Sing it, Sia.
Man, she can sing it.
Yes.
Very 1977, huh, Chris?
Yeah. I'm telling you, that song hurt me. Made me cry.
All right, here's the question. What is extremely unhygienic?
Oh, geez. Our bathroom here at the work.
But most people seem to do it anyways.
What is extremely
unhygienic, but most people seem to do it anyway?
They will pick up food off the ground. You drop
Kiss
food.
It up to God.
Yeah, five-second rule.
They put the five-second rule.
Isn't that crazy?
You can drop a piece of pizza on the ground, and people will just immediately pick it up.
I feel like someone made up the five-second rule, and almost all of us have just lived by that theory. That probably is not true.
Very unhygienic.
I would say probably not washing your towel as often as you should.
I like that one. I do like that one. You got to keep that towel clean.
Or how about the bed sheets? Like bed sheets.
The bed sheets. Yeah. I do those once a week.
Yeah.
I definitely try to get those towels in.
Pillowcases?
That's all. Yeah, all that stuff.
I got to do that because I have dogs, and they like to jump on my bed when I'm not there, so I definitely have to keep it clean.
How about a text, not washing your hands after using the restroom?
Layup right there. That's a good one. I like that.
How about coughing into their hand?
That's just nasty. And then they shake your hand.
Yeah. You know, I think more people are doing it in their elbows.
I'm an elbow guy.
But a lot of people cough right in their hand. Hey, how you doing, Bob? Long time no see.
Yeah, just brainless. Hey, how you doing?
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
I got answers like this one on my Facebook. Uh-huh. Keep their shoes on when they get home.
Oh,
walk around the house with your shoes on.
Mm-hmm. That's nasty. People do that? That's nasty. Keep their shoes on in their house?
Yeah.
No,
never.
I got like a special pair of shoes that I wear in the crib.
You got slippers, yeah?
Yeah, I got slippers.
I work with Mr. Rogers.
Very happy tomorrow.
Mrs. puts on a sweater.
Not just Mr. Rogers, Mr. Robinson, Eddie Murphy, Saturday Night Live.
Hell yeah. Every time I move in the neighborhood, y'all move away. Laying on your bed with outside clothes on, one Tolo said. That's nasty.
That I've done that before.
Yeah.
People don't think about that.
Bringing food and beverage into the restroom.
Ooh.
I knew a scout with the Raiders that called me one time. He was eating a cheeseburger
sitting on the toilet.
He said, hey, I wanted to ask you about this player. I'm like, where are you?
That's pretty high up there on the nasty level. I can't lie. If you're eating while using the restroom.
Yeah, you're a different breed, bro. Coughing over food. How about coughing over food? At the table.
If it's your own, is it NASA or if it's someone else's?
If it's your own, that's fine. But is anybody else at the table?
Agreed.
Are you by yourself?
Yeah. Agreed, yeah.
All right. If you're by yourself, you're okay.
I eat by myself.
All right. Keep the lid up while flushing. Somebody says that's nasty.
That must be a woman.
What? Have y'all ever closed
the flush? Women get mad because guys leave the seat up.
Up, yeah.
And they're like, you left the seat up.
But
so women get mad if you pee on the seat.
Oh, yeah. Anybody should. But even if you're flushing the toilet, wouldn't you close the lid after? I wouldn't close the lid, then flush the toilet, and then walk away. That seems like bad order of practice, even if I were going to have the lid closed after I leave the restroom.
Whatever you do, wipe it off if you leave it down while you're taking a leak.
You got to watch your progress.
Somebody said on the fan text, what is outside clothes? The clothes you've been wearing
all day.
You've been at work with them and everything. Uh-huh. Outside clothes?
Mow the lawn.
Oh my. You mow the lawn.
Somebody said, what is outside clothes?
Yeah.
Putting your suitcase on the bed.
Especially if you've checked your bag.
But it's a hotel bed, so
In your own. Like your I came bed, home from California the other day.
Uh-huh.
That thing was in the belly of an American Airlines plane, 777.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I put that bad boy on the ground. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What else we have right here? Touching the seasoning jars with meat juice on your hands.
That's pretty.
That sounds like a barbecue guy.
I'm just telling you, man, always wear a towel, like a utility towel on your belt.
There you go. Your hands.
That's every time. Broad ass.
That's it. Yeah. Tell the truth.
Look at you, broad
ass. Put it over the shoulder. I'm getting loose inside some Gatorade Dallas Cowboy towels.
Oh, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah, when they get back in town and we're getting those blue towels and stuff. Yeah.
You need I imagine Broadus when he's cooking, he's got it in his front waist like he's a quarterback.
I put the towel through my belt and I am always wiping my hands with the towel. Always.
And then Broadus goes, here we go.
Yep. Yeah. He's making
put eye black on.
Right.
here we go.
This Tolo right here said eating peaches, I think, because he had like a little peach emoji.
Oh.
Eating and it had a peach next to it. Stop. And it's unsanitary. Uh-huh. It takes a lot of trust to do that. You know what I mean?
A lot of trust.
So you did wash up, right?
Yeah. How many questions you ask before you do that?
This morning? Is that okay?
Yeah. How many questions?
No. If you've got to ask questions, you're doing it wrong. You need to see the process.
yeah, you're right. You're right. I want to see it nice and soapy. Yeah. Nice and
I don't
soapy.
See any suds.
See that coast all over it?
Yeah, all right. What is extremely unhygienic, but most people seem to do it anyway?
Pee in the shower.
Oh, man, I love peeing in the shower.
Is that unhygienic?
I think you get it on your feet. I think
that's bad aim, Brian. How are you getting it on your feet?
I'm just saying, but when you do it, the water collects.
I don't do it last.
No, Brian. You stand at the end of the shower and you use... You know, you use number one towards the head of the shower and towards the drain. I'm not standing in between the drain.
I'm just telling you sometimes that area, it puddles a little bit. I'm just saying.
If you ever get stung by a jellyfish,
you're supposed to pee on
your foot.
Yeah. I ain't going in the ocean, so I ain't getting stung.
I like to pee in the shower. You know, you're a smart man. Don't go in the ocean, dog. It's not worth it.
I'm just saying. The most like hygienic guy I know, and peeing in the shower.
I'll pee in the shower, yeah.
Like
it's amazing. I do it first too. Yeah. So
with
it's
the
not
water
like afterwards.
On? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Water on.
I don't like to pull back the shower curtain and just pee in the shower.
I've thought about that before when I was hammered.
No, I don't blame you, dog. You can't make it.
It's a wide berth.
All right, here's another one. When people lick their fingers to separate papers, this guy doesn't like that.
Oh, on the same licking tip, two different Tolos.
Trying to mark that.
On the same licking subject, Tolos are texting in about letting a dog lick your face or having a dog lick something off of your kid's face.
Wow, okay. What a text.
I love when Cleo kisses me on the face. She knows I don't like it, too, so she'll get like a little quick one.
As long as you don't lick her back.
No, I don't lick her back. I did try to bite her, and she bites me. Oh. You know, you act like you're biting your dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I'm like, oh my God.
And then you have a scratch on the face.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, she's about to tear me up. Seasoning their meat / chicken in the kitchen sink. Somebody says that's unsanitary.
Yeah.
Wearing house slippers and pajamas outside.
I've seen people fly with them now, Lucius.
Okay, so I don't
people
mind.
People fly with pajamas on now.
I don't mind. It matters what time we're leaving that plane. What time does that plane leave?
Agreed.
Does it leave in the times where I might be wearing pajamas anyway? Fine.
If
it's like midday, you know, afternoon, no, nah, man. Put on some clothes, bro.
It could be a whole segment on airport etiquette and all the unwritten rules. So
we got.
When we were named Hugh, we used to wear ties.
Yeah. Smoke mad cigarettes.
We were
unfiltered.
Lucius, you got a lot of Tolos texting in that said, if you roll your own, I'm paraphrasing, you roll your own and you lick it.
Oh, yeah.
And then you pass.
Yeah, brothers be making out with that thing. Well, I got this wood cut. Yeah, and then share
it. No stems, no sticks, no big.
Share a toothbrush with your significant other. That is in love right there. That's love.
Yeah, that's love.
Toothbrush.
That's love. Living with animals in your house. Potluck dinners, they said, is nasty.
Wow.
Hold on.
Potluck dinners aren't bad.
That's weed.
Sorry about that. Another Tolo says thongs.
Thong.
Extremely unhygienic. Ooh, I'm trying to get through these real quick.
What?
When people let their children lay on public floors.
Okay. Yeah, airport again. Man, I see kids laying all over the airport floor. Yeah.
We need to bring back spankings.
I've never hit my son.
We need to bring him back.
I've never hit him in my life, but he is getting close to it. He's getting close.
I'll bring him back. When Blake's a dad, I'll bring him back.
Yeah. You might get a headlock or something out of me soon.
Yeah.
Not regularly. I can't say that.
Regularly.
There it is.
Washing their reusable cups, tumblers, or water bottles.
That's true.
Okay, so that's unsanitary.
Use a dishwasher.
Pumping gas without washing or sanitizing your hands afterwards.
He has a gasoline.
I'm guilty of that.
Me too.
I'm guilty.
That's a real clean freak, I'm going to be honest. I don't do that.
But during the pandemic, I did. But during nowadays, I pump gas on the way over here.
And they got most of them got the little gel thing where you can wipe your hands
off. Right there.
I just walk by it like there's no tomorrow.
Me too.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
You're right.
You could use the windshield wiper in a pinch. The little windshield wiper situation they have.
The squeegee. Yeah. Dip your hands in the water?
In a pinch. Worse than that.
Why just go and just splash some on your face while you're at it?
Get you some sanitary situations. I got some in the console. So I lift it up. It's just all types of sanitary stuff in there. Mm-hmm. Somebody said washing chicken is unsanitary. Passing the blunt.
Yeah.
He said people haven't changed their air filters in 5 years.
You gotta change that.
I change mine once a month.
I'm about with you. At least every 3 months. Sometimes several times.
With Amazon, you can buy the packs of filters. Mm-hmm. It makes a difference, folks. I'm telling you that.
Are you talking Home Depot? House?
The house. I'm telling you those things get clogged
and
up and dirty.
And your bill will go down.
Yeah, absolutely. And the air blows colder, too.
Sure does. Clean air.
Having pets in your house is unsanitary, somebody said.
Wait a minute.
Washing your hands after touching money. Kissing strangers in the club. You're going to hit some things on your lip. You do that, bro.
That's when I was named Hugh.
Yeah.
Back in the Hugh days.
Mechanics eating their lunch without washing hands. Yeah. Floating in the river is very unhygienic, this Tolo says.
Razzles.
Only if you fall in, right?
You gotta do what you do.
What's that one in Austin, though, Chris? The Travis? Lake Travis. New Bronzeville? Yep. So that's another one you float. Yeah. That seems like a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's not unsanitary.
And what is extremely unhygienic, but most people seem to do it anyway, this Tolo says, listening to Bobby Belt on the regular. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
Thank you, Lucius Alexander.
That was great.
Giving us a nice little time.
As always.
Nice time here in LA Live. Well, it's fun hanging out with you. It's fun hanging out with you boys. We got CA, we got Brian, we got Lucius. I'm Blake Elliott. And when we come back, we'll go around the bases and let you know what happened in Jack Leiter's start and why both the Garcias are not playing well right now for your Rangers.
Summer madness.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back into the nation. Blake Elliott joined by the three-time Hall of Famer, C.A.
Got you down.
Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddison, and of course, Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup holding us down, making us sound crispy on a Wednesday afternoon. Unfortunately, it is a Wednesday afternoon following a Rangers loss. They lose 3-2 to the New York Yankees. They still win the series over them, but now you need to catch ground as you're still behind them in the wild card race. We'll be talking all things Texas Rangers and what went wrong for them in this game. Before we do, though, we just did LA Live, another great edition of that. If you missed, you can go back on the Odyssey app and check that out. We were talking about things that are unhygienic that most of us do. I want to shout out one more. We got from the 214, blowing out birthday cake candles. You're just blowing your bad breath all over the place.
Yeah, that's nasty, bro. It really is. Especially if it's a kid's birthday.
Yeah, have a slice of this cake.
Yeah.
It is one of those things that you don't realize how nasty it is until someone like that texts it in and you realize, don't go to a children's birthday party and be close to the cake. I think that's just a good practice. Be a far away where you can get a video and capture the moment of little Jimmy turning 7, but you don't need to be in the close proximity.
Let's do cupcakes.
Yeah. Let's do the cupcakes.
Seriously.
Let's do cookie
cake. Cupcake saves on the cakes, by the way. You waste a lot of cake at a birthday.
Yeah, cupcakes, buddy.
All cupcakes, the kids just want the icing. They're 7 years old.
That's because they're eating all the pizza and then they don't want the cake.
Are you an icing or a what's the or cake part? Do you like?
I'm a fan of the what they call the sheet cake.
Yes,
where it's just flat cake.
No icing.
No, it has icing.
It's not icing.
But I'm kind of a basic. But you got to put ice cream on it. So you like those little cups of ice cream.
Am I in the minority for not liking icing on cake?
Well, it depends on the icing. I do not eat red icing, green icing, or blue icing because that dye. Is sour.
And it's just not good.
It's not good. There's some icing that's got some kind of cream in it. Whippy creamy.
Probably cream cheese.
Yeah, cream cheese whip. Yeah, that's what
it's like a red velvet cake. I think it goes with cream cheese.
Yeah. But the cake has to be moist.
What do you do? So you just take the icing off the top of the cake?
I don't completely take it off, but I'll take off about 87%. Leave about 13% icing for the cake.
It's like you go to a dessert situation. You go on a date and you get a dessert situation.
I'm not ordering a cake.
You're not ordering a cake, are you? Because you don't want to show her that you're an idiot, right?
No, I'm going mousse. I'm going something that has no icing.
You don't want to just give her a clue. You want her just to kind of hang out with you a little longer.
I gotta go
interview basketball players. I gotta go eat football players.
Brian, I learned this a long time. Sometimes you keep some skeletons in the closet and then you reveal them later. You reveal them too early. That's how you lose somebody.
Is that your worst food take?
No icing. Oh no, people roast me all the time for my food takes. I said mayo is just cold gravy and it's disgusting. I said ranch was disgusting.
Oh, okay, you tripping?
Yeah,
Luce about to walk over.
Yeah. I'm balling your fist, Luce.
The views expressed on this thing.
The goal show.
A lot of people disagree, but something I think we can all agree on is the Texas Rangers in the last three games have looked better at the plate. Obviously, they only were able to score 2 runs today as they lose to the New York Yankees. Jack Leiter getting a start. Started off his first at bat. He goes down 3-1 in the count. Gives up the hit to Grisham, kind of dribbling through the right side. I got a little nervous because he had 3 pitches in a row that he pulled. It's inside. It's not looking good for a Jack Leiter start. Then after that, he is nails. Gets out Rice. Gets Judge out on a pop out. Then gets Cody Bellinger striking out as well. So got out of that first inning jam. Second inning, he's nails. Third inning, he's nails. So I'm thinking, okay, Jack Leiter's going to have himself a game. He got the command back on his side. He had that one walk early.
Yeah.
And then in the fourth inning, everything falls apart. He has 3 walks in the inning, lets up first and third, and then Higgy with the error, allowing the run to score, and then Hobie Milner coming in to kind of make sure that situation to get any worse than it was coming in the jam. I thought it was interesting that Boach and Maddox didn't even let Hobie Milner warm up from what I saw. What was it, 1 or 2 pitches he threw? Yeah. And then they just pulled our boy Leiter because he had a lack of command there.
Yeah, I mean, Boach is doing the best he can. I think, to be honest with you guys, the bigger concern for me now is Garcia.
Yeah.
And the home runs.
Oh, Robert Garcia.
Come yeah, on.
Both Robert, Garcias. Well, let's be honest, both Garcias.
I'll focus on the one that's been pitching, who has been, he's been outstanding this year. But now, the second half of the season, it's just been in these home runs at the worst time.
Robert Garcia in the month of July, zero home runs allowed.
Yeah.
First three starts in August, three home runs allowed.
Yeah.
It's like, it's scary. You can't ride the roller coaster.
That's the thing about it, too. And then even Boach put him in the seventh. He didn't even use him as a high leverage situation, and just to try and kind of maybe get him some confidence there. And then he gives up the homer to Goldschmidt, which ultimately was the winner. But that's the one that's starting to get a little bit of like, okay, first time it's like, hey, okay, fine, hey, we can live with this. Second time you're like, whoa, and then now it's like, man, where's your trust level? You're putting him in the seventh, and that was a game winner right there.
It
so
was,
and unfortunately it, for him and the Rangers.
Yeah, you said it best. You can't really count on him. And see why I told you guys.
Yeah,
this is going to be bullpen by committee.
Yeah,
and that's I don't like the by committee thing. And in fact, when they went to the World Series, they got Chapman in Kansas City, and that was your closer. He had some adventures, but you knew he had the pedigree. Garcia, you don't have a pedigree. The other thing about Leiter, real quick. Speaking of the pitchers, now you know exactly why at the trade deadline they brought in Merrill Kelly. He's like, wait a minute, you already got a starter. Well, you don't have to worry about Leiter.
And Merrill Kelly will be presumably starting for your Rangers on Friday when they welcome in the Phillies.
There you go.
I thought Jack Leiter showed some promise out there. I think he's still a guy that you can go to. Mm-hmm. Me and Dylon, one of our great producers, were talking about before the show. Hopefully people aren't too hard on Leiter. I mean, he only allowed two runs. One of them was on an error. He had command issues in that fourth, but I don't think it was an overall just horrible outing from Leiter.
No, it wasn't horrible.
Started off.
But you want to be able to trust your pitching rotation in the playoffs.
Correct.
And it's like, okay, he's still growing. Let's bring in Kale.
And that's why Boach had the short leash, I believe. I think I counted, and Tolos let me know if you had a different count, 8 to 10 pitches that were just unhittable, where nobody was going to swing at them. They just weren't good pitches in the dirt, out of the zone by a couple inches. So Leiter obviously had command issues. Boach and Maddox saw it, and they bring in Holby Milner quickly. Like I said, he only had like one or two pitches in the pen before they brought him in. And Holby Milner, I got to give him a shout out. In that fourth inning, you got runners on first and third, one out, and he's got two back-to-back great defensive plays. The little dribbler hits him. He gets in the chase down situation, gets the runner out at third, and then the next pitch or next batter, excuse me, same kind of situation, but at the first base side, a little dribbler to him. So shout out to Holby Milner, who even came out another inning, the longest stretch of his career with the Rangers. Three innings he did today, all scoreless. So he was great in a pinch.
But John Gray, too, has been in the first game. He came in and did a nice job. And then the trade for Phil Maton has paid off, especially last night with Eovaldi going eight innings, and just really kind of keeping the bats at bay for the Yankees. But Maton has came in. Maybe that's now what we're going to start to see.
You've now found a couple guys in your pen, I think, through this last week of games. You're starting to solidify the guys you can kind of trust. I think you feel pretty good about Maton.
Yeah.
You feel very good about Kalum. I think we're starting to feel good about Crivello, and I think people were hoping for him. And then you got your guys like Lats and Armstrong that kind of fill in the gaps here and there.
Yeah, they sent Lats Kobe. Down. They sent Lats down.
To make room.
But you're talking about it, this year, Lats has been actually really good, and I know what you're talking about.
I would love to have Lats back up here because, I mean, as you mentioned, Robert Garcia –
It's a little scary right now.
Boach talks glowingly about him. Boach never. Yeah.
Well, he didn't want to lose his confidence. Yeah.
Post game,
he tried. He put him in the seventh to try and get him out of it.
Yeah.
And you see him on the mound. There's times he has confidence, and in times where pitches just get away. The home run to Goldschmidt, he's trying to fit it in inside, leaves it over the plate, and Goldschmidt just smacks it up into the seat. So
two games
for Robert
days.
Garcia, 877-881-1053. Do you want to see Robert Garcia in another high-leverage situation, or are you ready to give somebody else a chance? I want to ask you guys about at the plate. I thought Ezekiel Duran had a phenomenal outing. He goes 3-for-3, all against lefties. I thought he had a really good showing and getting good contact on the bat. Another guy that I want to say either got one hit, or I think he had one hit, Simeon. The first couple of bats, I obviously there were outs. It was to third base and then the sack fly. But I do want to give him his flowers. They were great contact. I want to say the exit velo on both of those was 95 or at 100. So I thought he had some quality at bat. So if you're a box score watching and you saw Simeon, I think he actually had a quality day. The guy I want to ask you about, though, CA, Brian, Adolis Garcia. Every time he came up today, there were runners on base. Whether it was first, third, bases loaded, high leverage, end of the game.
Seventh and ninth.
And I'm not like, hey, I need a grand slam, Adolis Garcia. You're our power guy. Yeah. I just need him to put it in play. He is swinging at some of the worst pitches I've seen.
You saw that in the ninth.
Yeah.
He reached and fortunately made contact, or it would have been a crazy strikeout.
And I want to say that was the fifth or fourth time this game.
Yes.
He swung at something that was like a yard or two off of the plate.
Yeah.
Well, last night, man, if you want to talk about with Garcia not having a quality at bat, especially in that situation. Teles, when he fought off like 10 pitches. Mm-hmm.
Pinch hit tonight.
And then he unfortunately didn't come through tonight. But last night, when you watch him pitch hit, he's able to just fight off pitch, and then dump it. That's all you needed, man. You just needed something. You just needed a flare, you don't have to. Like Garcia, when he's up there, you're kind of feeling like, okay, he's trying to play for the dramatic here, and he's delivered the dramatic a lot of times.
I'm in the same boat. But
in that situation, just get the game tied.
Disconnect.
Just get the game tied. Find a way to, with the pitches, just make sure if you're going to swing at pitches and miss pitches, make sure they're strikes.
You feel him pressing, and not to an extent of like, it feels like he's trying to hit everything, be a home run. There's no
contact. He's been huge. I mean, he's delivered some major league hits.
All you needed was a single to win the game.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Teles last night, where he fought off all those pitches and then was able
We saw Corey Seager today. Obviously, he's known for his slugging, but he's been doing a great job getting on base with the great streak and all that. Does it again today. Mm-hmm. Outruns a little dribbler down the first baseline, an errant throw by Rodon, and he's able to get into first. Then later on in the game, he has the little blooper where everyone, myself included, Seager, thought it was going to be an out. He kind of shakes his head coming out of the box. Drops him between three fielders, and now all of a sudden, I think that was bases loaded or first and second after that. So Corey Seager found a way to manufacture stuff. Mm-hmm. Already talking about Duran kind of with his bloops. I think we had Haggard.
We're not dancing with you on this Garcia thing. Is that kind of making you mad?
No, Adolis Garcia is my guy. When we do our haikus.
I love Obambi, but today was not his
day. When we did our haikus, I said the reason the Rangers are going to make the playoffs because Adolis. So I'm on the Adolis hype train. I was even saying it last night at the game. I said Adolis is the heart and soul of this team.
Yeah,
Corey Seager might be the best and DeGrom and Evo and all that stuff, but if you go to a Rangers game, when they announce Adolis Garcia's name, place gets the loudest. It doesn't matter if he's 0-4.
In that clubhouse, too, he's the emotional guy. I'm not saying he's a leader, but he is the emotion of that team because the rest of those guys, they go about their work. They do everything the right way, and they're real quiet. When you guys had Josh Jung on, he even kind of explained it that way. And the other thing that Josh Jung said, and I hate to switch gears to
it. Switch as many gears as you want.
Well, back to the pitching. There's a lot of people just amazed at Evo and how well he's pitching this year, and he never really showed it before. Josh Jung explained why briefly with you guys. Mm. He said Evo is doing his routine. It's mundane, it's boring, and he's locked in.
Seager-esque.
Yeah, it's like he's doing the exact same thing over and over again because that's his routine, and he's got it down. Just like you said, Seager-esque. It's even kind of like a DeGrom-esque as well. When DeGrom was just doing everything the exact same way.
Right.
So that's the difference when you're like, last year he didn't do it. The year before he kind of showed, this is unbelievable what he's doing. Well, he's locked in and he's going about his business the exact same damn boring way.
Yeah.
Someone asked, why did Duran get pinch hit for Jack Peterson in the ninth when he was 3-for-3? Because a righty was in. So that's when they brought in Jack Peterson and let Duran sit that one out. And
Peterson actually drew the walk. I think Peterson's been on base, what, six straight times?
Yeah, Jack Peterson drew the walk, pinch ran and had Alejandro Osuna come in for him. Yeah. But the Texas Rangers fall no matter what, 3-2. They win the series over the Yankees. They will be back in action on Friday against the Phillies as they welcome in. I believe Merrill Kelly will be on the bump for your Texas Rangers. When we come back, we're going to go to Krusty's Corner. What is happening in the Dallas Cowboys camp? What has Micah said? or what has he not said next?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
In the nation. Welcome back, nation, here. G-Bag Nation here. Blake Elliott joined by the three-time Hall of Famer Chris Arnold. Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus, and of course, Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. Making sure that we sound all good on a Wednesday afternoon. A fun one here in the nation as we're about to go do Krusty's Corner and figure out what's happening with your Dallas Cowboys. They got the day off today. We had a Brian Schottenheimer press conference. And what Brian learned from talking to his friends and watching videos from yesterday's joint practice with the Rams. Just reading a couple texts before we get to that. They were enjoying the baseball talk. Garcia cost us two games against Seattle. Y'all already know, pop up or strike out. I will be watching El Bambi to make sure he can get back on his groove because going 0-for-5 with runners in score position is not what he is here for. But we'll talk about that more when we get Khaki Kev here at 6:40. But before that, let's go to Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddus, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Brian, what do you got for us today?
Thank you very much, Blake. Appreciate that. Chris, always good to work with you.
You too.
It's always funny. I always think about with Chris and I did a show together one time, and we started talking about like 1970s football and 1980s football, and everybody was like, okay. At the end of it, the response of it was like actually pretty good. I was surprised. I'm like, gosh, Chris and I went way back. The Gary Hogaboom era and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Wayback Machine.
The Wayback Machine.
So, 70s football or 80s football, which one did you enjoy more?
Well, 70s, they were going to Super Bowls.
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys in the 70s. I was totally, my family had season tickets from 1972 till 1992 at Texas Stadium. And then my dad gave them up when I went to work for the Packers. And then it was hilarious. Like we'd come, like Green Bay, we'd come play, and I would go and like go up in the stands and talk to the people sitting in our seats, and I would tell them less stories of what I, you know, and all that stuff like that.
Here we go. This might be the text of the segment. They said all black G bag crew today. We know Brian is black for real.
Yes, he is. For real, for real,
for real, for real. I think 70s football for Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I think that was special.
Do you think
it was five Super Bowls, man?
Do you think Brian Schottenheimer is bringing any of that old school football from what you're seeing in that joint practice?
You know what? This is where I think that we have to be careful watching it. And you and I were doing like basically play by play from the NFL Network yesterday, and we were doing like it looked like a goal line period, and so we were kind of talking. I just feel like that we have to be a little careful.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to some people who were at the practice, and they were to a man and a lady that I was talking to that they were saying, listen, the practice started off rough. You know, that like the Rams brought a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys looked like a team that was trying to install things where the Rams were working on things that they were.
And let's be honest, Sean McVay in what, year eight?
Well, and that's what I'm saying. They're really good defensively up front. And I wish we got to see earlier practice, because there were, from talking to people, there were some problems running the football. And I said, well, was it in a way of just getting overpowered, getting overwhelmed, bad technique? What was the problem? And my folks were telling me, no, the biggest issue was the Rams play a front that likes to move, mm-hmm. and they like to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, yeah. And so what happens was, when they were trying to get, and we've talked about this a bunch, this power gap scheme that mm-hmm. Dallas runs, it's hip to hip, push and get to the second level if you can. And then when you get movement, when you get a lot of movement, then all of a sudden it's like you're not hip to hip and you're mm-hmm. trying to fight. And there was some times where they got guys up on second levels to get blocks, but they weren't square. They hit maybe what we call half man. And so now you're not able to sustain the block. We saw one good thing I know on Twitter, where they were able to get TJ Bass. They were able to get him around the corner, and then, you know, it was a good run by Williams, was right behind it. But you could see the blocks of how it's supposed to work, and they just, like my friends were saying, sources were saying, hey, they just did not early have enough of that. Now, throwing the football was a different story for them.
Right.
A lot of success.
But see, this is what I like. This is why we like listening to you. And let me explain why. A scout knows the details of what is going on.
Yeah.
A lot of reporters, even though they watch a lot of tape, they don't know what the guys are working on.
They're just looking at results.
And what's the bottom line? Practice and training camp is to try stuff. To see what might work and what might not work. You can break it down, and other guys are saying, oh, he failed.
No, you want to be able to, the Rams had some success against you. Again, everybody was saying that Dallas offensively and defensively, once the scrimmage was going on or once the practice was going on, mm-hmm. kind of settled in.
Mm-hmm.
Everything everything just kind of settled in. And there was another clip that you could watch where the ball went to CeeDee Lamb. It looked like to me the Rams busted the coverage.
Mm-hmm.
CeeDee threw his hand up, knowing exactly he read the coverage. Dak read the coverage. Those are the things that are encouraging.
The little things.
And now the ball is going to CeeDee. But on the play, if you watch the play, here's Nate Thomas playing left tackle. Hasn't played a lot of left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Not making excuses for him. Going against Verse is not an easy thing to do. You got a game plan for Verse, and what they did one time, and I think it affected Verse, is they took Ferguson and chipped him. They hit him, hit like Nate Thomas set, and then Ferguson came down and chipped him, hit him in the ribs, and then that stopped Verse. Verse is like, whoa, wait a minute, I haven't been chipped all day, and now it helps Nate Thomas, so you can game plan those things like that. But throwing the football yesterday, Dallas looked pretty good and talking to people again. I keep saying that because I wasn't at the practice.
Right.
But they were throwing the ball with some effectiveness. It looked like to me that Turpin had a productive day. Pickens is going to find a way. He got called by these NFL officials for pushing off a couple of times down in the red zone. Pickens is really good at doing that, though. Pickens
the
is not
going to trade.
He's not going to two-hand shove you, but he's going to drive into you, lower shoulder, mm-hmm. use his forearm. Try and find space that way. But in the red zone, they were able to make some plays. Running the ball, looked like they were able to make some plays. But defensively, I was asking, because I didn't get to see a whole lot because what Blake and I were doing, but I'm asking, like, okay, well, tell me some things that are going on with the deep. This person told me Marquise Bell.
Mm.
Marquise Bell was getting called out by Sean McVay. Like, I see a 14.
Uh-oh.
I see a 14.
Making those plays.
Like, he's making those plays. So mm-hmm. he was like, they were saying this guy was, like, McVay's calling plays to try and mess with Marquise Bell playing down in the box and mm-hmm. things like that. And McVay I see you, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard Maris Leofau had some good reps.
I like him.
Clark had some good reps, and that's important, I think. You know,
did anybody say anything about Lyle Collins?
See, the Lyle Collins, I did not hear anything about Lyle Collins. I know Lyle mm-hmm. Collins was playing on the right side, playing at the right tackle. I needed to ask about Lyle Collins. I know he got some work in there, but nothing that I was like, oh, this guy's a standout and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I think there was, we'll see how that all plays. But I was just, I could say going back, Chris, I was just looking at this defensive, asking questions about the defense group. And I said, okay, well, the Rams, I heard, were having success throwing the ball. And it goes, yeah, a lot of it came on Andrew Booth. They went away from Bland, and then they were kind of
just picking on him.
They were picking on Andrew Booth. So all of a sudden, if you start to see, you know, a lot, maybe some clips, maybe you hear, oh, well, the secondary was bad, this, that, and the other. Well, they, you know, Andrew Booth had a little bit of a struggle yesterday.
Nick Eatman was saying that the defense missed Micah. Anybody say anything about they don't look right without Micah out there?
Well,
you better not.
Yeah.
You better not let Jerry hear you say that. Yeah. Well, we sure need Micah.
I think to me that it sounds like that Dallas played them pretty straight up and pretty vanilla.
Yeah.
And for the people who didn't get a chance to hear or see the practice, the narrative coming out of yesterday was the Rams overwhelmed the Cowboys in the trenches, ran the ball where they wanted to. The Cowboys were not able to get much success in the run game. And me and Brian were just seeing what people were saying on Twitter, looking at the videos, and that didn't seem very far off. The passing attack seemed to be the only place where the Cowboys were successful.
Yeah.
Then you hear Brian Schottenheimer's press conference today, which I thought was a phenomenal one, and he kind of explains, hey, we were being vanilla.
Yeah.
We were kind of playing with the seven iron the entire practice. We're purposefully not showing a lot of things because I am a first-year head coach in Brian Schottenheimer. So there's a good thing holding some stuff close to vest and using that advantage going into the season.
But you need to be good on basic stuff, though, too. I'm not going to wash my – I'll say this.
The answer's somewhere in the middle.
Kieran Williams had a run that was
– a little toss crack on the right side.
Yeah, it was toss crack. And what happened is that it was Sam Williams. Yep. Sam Williams' side, you know, and Sam has got to know, or somebody's got to make the call on that, hey, you know, crack, crack, crack.
And bites inside, and next thing you know, the outside's wide open.
That's what I'm saying.
Karen doesn't get paid.
He just got paid. But when you get, you got to realize that. That was one of the good things about a guy like Tank Lawrence.
Yeah.
That a veteran guy, and he would, he would yell at a linebacker or anybody or his corner that wasn't making a crack call.
I think that's so important what Brian's talking about. There's a lot of linemen, linebacker, safeties that make calls and realize where guys are set, where their splits are, what kind of formation. And
watch the crack, and kind of
predict what type of play might be coming. Hey, this wide receiver split is a little bit closer than it usually is. He's probably coming in for a crack block rather than this guy's about to run. I need to be worrying about this guy. And what Brian's talking about, when you don't have veterans on that outside defensive line, in that linebacking room, you're kind of just relying on your safeties to make calls.
Yeah, this is where, though, I was hearing that a positive thing when you talk about communication as the practice was worn on, again, was Marquise Bell and Jack Sanborn.
Mm-hmm.
There was really good communication between those.
Who's wearing the green dot right now?
I think it's Sanborn is wearing it. Well, right now, because like we need to see about with Kenneth Murray.
Yeah.
You need to see if Kenneth Murray, I mean, he's just coming back now from, you know, having a child. So it's
in flux, man.
Yeah, you just listen. Is there things that they have to do better? Absolutely. Are there things base wise they have to do better? Absolutely.
Right.
So the thing to me is where, you know, running the football, they've got to figure out, okay, listen, if we get a front that is predicated on movement, and Dallas, the Cowboys, because they don't have that massive one technique, it's a starter. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to have to play a little bit lighter, so you have to play a little bit on the move.
I heard Mozzie got hurt.
Mozzie got hurt the day before.
Okay.
So, and he was dealing with that. And, you know,
something minor?
Yeah. He practiced yesterday, but I'll say this with Mozzie. I really do worry about Mozzie. And it's just going to be very critical of him to say. And I think Will McClay said it actually best coming in this draft, talking about we have to get players that love the game. We have to get guys that love to play the game. The last two drafts, that was in question. Mozzie, first round, and then also, though, Tyler Guyton. Do these guys really love in football? Are they mature? You know? And Will said that. He goes, hey, we've got to pick players that love football and love to play the game.
Brian, this question coming in from Fred Davis, a teammate of ours.
Yeah.
He said, ask Brian about the quarterback room, how Joe Melton looked, and if his hand is okay.
Well, okay.
I just saw.
I mean, I didn't get to see it, when Joe Milton. When we got to clips, it looked like that Joe Milton was throwing the ball well. think there was a shot that he made down there. I think he hit Turpin down the middle of the field on one.
The 65-yarder to Brooks.
Yeah, the Brooks. I mean, that part of Joe is capable of making throws. Joe also doesn't know where the ball is going to go sometimes.
Right.
And that's the thing that's frustrating about watching Joe practice is, like, you want him to drop back and then make the throw. Too many times it's drop back,
and run.
I don't see it, and now run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you don't really get something out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that to me is where Joe's got to be a little bit better. And you'll see in the preseason, he'll probably lead the team in rushing is probably what will happen.
Mm.
You know, he'll probably run for – he'll probably have 10 carries for 85 yards or something like that.
Speaking of running, is it true that they're trying to do something with Deuce Vaughn, like make him a hybrid wide receiver / running back, something like that?
Well, they tried they've tried that before with Deuce.
Uh-huh.
They've tried to make him a slot player. We go back to the OTAs. This was under the Mike McCarthy administration. They tried to do things of playing him on the outside and getting him going. I'll say this. There were times in training camp he was really good running the football.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking,
preseason
nah,
too?
Yeah, I'm not liking that. I don't think, you know, they've got too many guys. But, you know, we'll see with Phil Moffa and all. It's going to be kind of a little bit of a struggle, I think, for Deuce, because he doesn't have the sponsors that
give me this
anymore.
Phil Moffa, Deuce Vaughn, Kevontae Turpin, who gets more running back snaps and handoffs, touches, if you will, this upcoming season?
I think that probably will be Turpin will probably get the most.
I would agree. We like seeing him in a gadget. That was a little bit of Krusty's Corner, getting you caught up on everything Dallas Cowboys. We'll have some more questions as we got one more segment here in the nation. What is happening with the adult toys at WNBA games? We got a new story about that coming up next in the nation. Thank you, Lucius. Final segment here in the nation. Blake Elliott here. I want to shout out to my friends at the Frankels First. If you've ever been injured in a car or Shrek wreck, call the Frankels First. That's 214 or 817-333-3333. That's 817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Also want to shout out Cars for Kids. The segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Donate the kids, not the cars.
How do you feel?
Final segment here in the nation, Blake Elliott filling in for Gavin Dawson, who is still sick, may or may not be on the G-Bag Nation tomorrow, but don't fret. Either way, you will have Lucius Alexander, you will have Brian Broaddus, you have Eric Chiafalo back in there, and you may have the three-time Hall of Famer CA just be on standby for that. But for now, we still got CA in studio, and we still got Brian
Broaddus. Have you got any updates from Dawson? Anybody?
I sent him a text, Lucius, and asked if he was feeling. He said he wasn't feeling very good.
Oh, my God.
So I just kind of left it. Hey, bro.
That's scary.
Know, yeah.
Because we joked on him for about 2.5 hours.
I know. That's what I was.
Men are awful.
I know. Yeah. I know.
I think I saw a tweet that said dudes will have
I feel bad about that, Lucius. I ain't going to lie.
We were scoring jokes on this fool.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here. I got a fever and a bump. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. We're just like 2.5 hours just going off on.
I'm sorry.
He didn't show up today. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, he was. It was a struggle yesterday.
Guys are the worst. You'll be having the worst day ever, and then you'll just send someone a meme, and just hopefully your day gets better. It's like, hey man, you're fine. Just shake.
When
it
I
off.
Asked him this morning, I said, hey, how you feeling? He says, not great, not great. I don't think I'm coming in.
I
might see you tomorrow. Is what he said.
Well, what you will not see tomorrow is a bag at WNBA games. There is a new bag policy being enforced. WNBA games are implementing a no bag policies to prevent adult
items
smuggling, getting into games. If you miss it, there was another green adult item thrown on the court. It hit Fever star Sophie Cunningham in the leg. She then, while there was a free throw being shot, she kicked it off and then made some jokes on Twitter because she was the one a couple days ago when it first happened. She said, stop throwing these items on the court. You're going to hurt someone. And then lo and behold, Tuesday afternoon, she gets hit by a green item.
It was green?
It was green. Apparently, it was a little moist as well. That's what the streets are saying.
Oh, no.
Don't believe the streets. That's just what they're saying on the Twitter sphere. Polymarket,
because it got snuck in there.
It
wasn't in the bag.
Got it. I think you get what he's saying. Polymarket, which
didn't Cole Beasley just say eat a bagger?
Yeah. That was his response to everything.
Everything.
Everything. That was like his tagline.
That was
for a
his
while.
Tagline.
Yeah.
He didn't want to answer the question. Eat a. Go eat a bag.
I'll tell you, nobody jumped on Twitter faster than him after a game.
He was like Kevin Durant.
I mean, it was amazing. Like, we'd be flying home mm-hmm. after a game, and my man would be yep. sitting there just
tweeting away.
Tweeting away.
Yeah. So, Polymarket, which is a betting kind of trend following, they follow the trends in the betting market, and you can make bets on Polymarket. Fred is a big proponent of this because it shows where the money's actually at. Instead of places like DraftKings and all those other places, he's a fan of watching what's happening on Polymarket. I enjoy Polymarket as well. Either way, they came out with their what kind of bets are being done. There are more bets on what adult item is going to be thrown on the court for WNBA games more than who is going to win the game. Oh, so more people are betting on that than the actual outcome of the game. So
like next items?
The next items.
Like a little rabbit or a rose or something like that?
So
it got hit with a rose.
So they're just banning a whole bag. You can't even bring a bag in because they don't know what you got in the bag.
Yeah, it's getting insane. So Polymarket mm-hmm. has it as this. They have, you can bet if it's going to be Wednesday, August 6th, which is today, there's a 16% chance. You can buy and bet into that. You can do August 7th, 28% chance. August 8th, 35% chance. Sunday, 28% chance. So the numbers go down a little bit.
Yeah, church day, as Lucius would say.
And then on Monday, August 11th, 15%.
I'm not going to bring it today and throw it because yeah. Jesus. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is not going to get him in your way.
No, it's
Satan, back up.
Holy Jesus.
My question that I feel like maybe a lot of people at home or driving are thinking this, but maybe haven't put it into their mind. If you can bet on this, mm-hmm. couldn't you just go to a game
yeah.
and then you happen? Be the one that throws it yeah. and then make money off of it? Is that a crazy idea?
No,
it's like the folks that like jump on the field.
Yeah,
like they're in the Super Bowl,
right? Or
like,
streak.
Bet on like if you're gonna have a person jump on the field. Yeah, I bet and you run won't around. Do it. I bet you won't do it. Yeah, and then you bet on that. You bet that prop, and uh-huh. then you pay the $500 fine for jumping on the field. But
you made a thousand
cash. You make some cash. Yeah.
Another one. After four divorces and six engagements, Jennifer Lopez says she will not be getting married again. She is choosing yeah. herself from now on. Your reaction yeah, to right. J-Lo no longer dating.
She's dating, but she says she's not going to get married. She gets married. That's what she does. She won a ring on
she,
it.
Did she marry Ben Affleck? How many times? Is that a
well, two-three? She almost married him the first time. And okay. then she married him after she got a divorce from Mark.
Anthony?
Anthony, yeah.
How about me knowing stuff?
Yeah, but they were about to get married. They were engaged, okay. yeah. and then they broke it off.
Was she and A-Rod? They were never married?
They were or, not married, but they were an item.
They were an item, mm-hmm. okay.
And then before Lucius. That, she had she married a backup dancer way back yeah. in the day.
Lucius, what's wrong with her?
Yeah, she did marry that backup dancer. Mm-hmm. She's too beautiful, bro.
Do you think she's still sought after she's in the celebrity community?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you kidding me? She's dead gorgeous.
Okay, slow it down. Slow it down. Yeah. All three. I'm not saying she's not beautiful. Is she at the top of the pecking order still in 2025?
Yeah. She's up got it together. Yeah.
Like, you think she's in top five most desirable women in the acting scene?
In the acting scene?
You mean in entertainment world?
Entertainment, acting, music.
Are we talking about these gals now that are...
I'm talking about all of them. That's what I'm saying.
TikTok gals and all that stuff.
Everybody that's not playing sports that is an entertainment value. Y'all said she's still the stuff, and I agree. I'm just wondering if celebrities also still have her on that pecking order, or do they see this post and like, that's old news.
No, watch who she goes out with next. Just watch.
Tom Brady.
Cooper Flagg.
You think they're going to run away from J-Lo, bro?
I'm asking y'all.
You see how these NBA players be passing around these little hood rat skanks? Yeah. And I say that respectfully.
Yeah.
They pop up on different people's arms, dog.
I want to say J-Lo did something with Drake one time.
She wanted him.
Yeah. She wanted him.
Yeah, that's why she's always dropping
dudes.
She's got
her own money, too.
Yeah, she's one of them, dog. She's a boss, bro.
Are you kidding me?
Speaking of money, Disney Plus and Hulu are launching a unified streaming app in 2026, fully integrating Hulu into Disney Plus. Standalone Hulu streaming service will be discontinued.
Oh,
so
man, I love Hulu.
If you got Hulu on your Apple TV on your phone, it'll just be gone. Or will it just become Disney Plus? Will the app icon change?
Well, they always want. That works. I got Hulu and... It's already with Disney premium? Plus. Was Disney some kind of way? Disney Plus, you got
to. Do you have ads?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, look at the big ball over here. I always run ads.
I do not do no dads.
You do not have ads
on anything. No, I've got seven jobs, so I don't have to watch ads.
That's why I have YouTube Premium. I don't even want to see no ads anywhere.
No.
I don't know what a commercial looks like until it's like live. They do drive
you
crazy.
He's right about that YouTube, though. That will wear you down. That
20 seconds, especially in the middle of a song.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Can I have a rebuttal about the ads? Now, if I had the money going, of course, I would love to have no ads.
You're
going to
have the ads.
Either way, I don't mind ads for two reasons. One, I like to see what brands are pushing and see if they got the little psychological, like, is this working? Is this making me want this item?
No, guess what, Blake? Nowadays, AI is giving you what they think you want.
And see,
you look up one ad, all of a sudden you get all these ads. Like, what?
And that's the other thing, especially when you're on YouTube and you're on the socials, these are directed ads for you.
Exactly.
The same ad Brian's getting. I'm not getting a hands ad.
There's no ads because I'm paying 20-something bucks a month to not have ads. You,
Brian. Smith said he likes commercials. He's the Don Draper of the fan.
Don Draper, yeah.
Ad men right there.
The other reason I don't mind.
Is this hitting? It's not hitting.
Your cigarette company's not going to do anything.
The other reason I don't mind ads and commercials.
What are you doing, bro?
See, it gives me a chance to reset. Maybe I'm watching a video, whatever. God. This gives me a chance to text somebody back.
Interrupts.
What I hate is I can't skip past my ads. It drives me crazy. I've learned tricks, though. You can go live and then go backwards.
We're cooking, and all of a sudden I get an ad where I'm supposed to add ingredients to something.
And that's a moment, Brian, you take a second to take a deep breath.
No.
The ad is like 15 seconds max.
No, it's too long.
I think we all need to practice patience.
I agree with you on that, but I'm not going to do it on YouTube because I watch way too much of it.
Facts.
It's a great time machine, by the way.
It really is.
I can go back and watch. Oh,
anything
Sumner
you think of.
Playoff game the other night, 75 playoff game.
That's why it's hard to watch Tubi and those other little, because you're forced to watch the ads.
Are you playing the late, great Chuck Mangione?
I surely am.
Feel so good?
Yes.
Oh, that does.
Well, it's always a pleasure. This felt like a time machine hanging out with you guys.
You did a great job, bro.
Doing the show with y'all.
Thank you, man.
Got the three-timer. Mm-hmm. Super Bowl winning scout makes it easy. Got Lucius Alexander. Xander and the Pimp Cup. It's real easy doing radio when you got these guys with you. If you're wondering, Gavin Dawson may be back tomorrow. You will have Eric Chia following the G-Bag Nation with Brian Broaddus and Lucius Alexander. You might have CA.
Come see us at Jake's.
Come see us. Jake's Burgers tomorrow, 2 to 7. Fan Phenom and Saxy. Come hang out with the boys in fellowship. Following G-Bag Nation, you have the Fan Phenom auditions. If you think you have it cut, maybe you'll be filling in for Gavin Dawson. You won't know until you show up to the Fan Phenom. Me and CA got you until 9 o'clock, but for now, that's what we got for the nation. Deuces.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.